Welcome to Sabbath Services. Maybe people knew I was speaking. Maybe that's why the numbers are low. I'm not sure. If you turn to Isaiah 59, all the verses are going to be in 59, so once you get there, you don't have to turn no more. In verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor is ear heavy that cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." Verse 3, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue has muttered perversity." Well, how has our hands defiled with blood? In New York, passed the most heinous law pertaining to the murder in the womb in 2019, even though it states after 24 weeks a woman's life must be in danger or the fetus not viable, the consent required is only of the pregnant female. No doctor required to say if the woman's life is in danger or that the fetus is not viable. New York removed abortion from its penal code. No one can be held criminally liable for aborting a baby even after the 24th week of pregnancy. So even if someone files a lawsuit saying a healthy baby was murdered at full term gestation, the perpetrators cannot be prosecuted. They do not have to be a resident of New York. Any healthcare practitioner that is licensed or authorized under Title VIII of the Education Board may perform an abortion if it is within the scope of their practice. In addition to MDs, this could also include nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and midwives. There is no cooling off period to consider the consequences, no counsel. Other states are following in a similar suit. Let's pick it back up in verse 4. "No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity." The news widely broadcast political leaders celebrating this ruling as a victory in women's rights. Verse 5, "They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed a viper breaks out." Verse 6, "Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." They have had doctors in New York say since that law has passed that if a child is born alive that they tried to abort, they will terminate the life. What was once classified as murder is now celebrated. Let's continue in verse 8. "The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace." How have we gotten to this place? Here's a quote from a book published in 1964, "None Dare Call It Treason," by John A. Stormer. During the 43 to 49 period, the Saturday Evening Post published over 60 articles which promoted the communist line. The American people were misled. About 600 million Chinese were betrayed into communist slavery. It was all done by a handful of American traders and their liberal dupes. Mid-19th century Europe's prominent economic system was a rough and tumble combination of blue-collar workers, merchants, and free enterprise. Marx called it capitalism. and blamed it for all the evil in man and the world. He concluded that the only way to eliminate evil and improve man was to destroy capitalism. Marx taught that this was both desirable and historically inevitable, because the continued conflict between the classes had to produce change. The inevitable outcome of the class war, according to Marx, was the triumph of the leader in a revolution which would destroy a decaying capitalism and replace it with socialism. Under socialism, the dictatorship of the Communist Party would work towards the establishment of communism. Abortion is a part of that class war. They are pitting those of us who value life made in the image of God against those who think it is a situation to a problem that they don't know how to deal with. They have told women for decades that it's just a blob of cells, but now they have uncovered the real agenda by saying, kill the babies all the way up to full term. The argument that no one wants to raise them is not valid. Many people wanting to adopt resort to going to third world countries because adoptions are so hard in this country. For every baby adopted here, at least 36 others are in line wanting to adopt. Here's a quote by Dr. Ben Carson. We don't want to go down the same pathway as many other pinnacle nations who have preceded us. I think particularly about Rome. Very powerful. Nobody could even challenge them militarily, but what happened to them? They destroyed themselves from within. Moral decay, fiscal irresponsibility. They destroyed themselves, and if you don't think this can happen to America, you get out your books and you start reading. Here's another quote from Dr. Ben Carson. If you look at the Marxist literature, one of the ways they say to bring the United States down is divide and conquer. And here you've seen all these wars, race wars, income wars, gender wars, you know, virtually any kind of thing you think of, we have had a war on it. Carson added that he wanted the people to recognize that we, the American people, are not each other's enemies. And the enemies are those people who are attempting to divide us up. Moral decay is the thing that allows so many to support what is happening in our country. They might not even know they are being pulled into the agenda, but just think they are supporting an injustice. If they are morally motivated, they could not support abortion termed as women's rights. They could not support rights based on sexual orientation or identity. They would not see the racist, they would see that the racist agenda is just an agenda and not really a part of what most Americans are. It is the few behind the scenes pulling the strings, and all too many people are caught up in it. If you go to verse 9, therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we have no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. More from the book, None Dare Call It Treason. Marx taught that once the material needs of man was satisfied, greed, profit-taking, and hate would disappear. The state would wither away. There would be no laws, no need for a police force. A heaven on earth would result, as man's nature would be magically transformed. Each would work according to his ability. Each would desire to receive only according to his needs. To reach this goal, the leader must achieve control of the entire earth. Marx taught all poisoning traces of capitalism must be eliminated. In practice, as the communists conquer a country, and if they conquer the world, they are left with these people raised in a capitalist environment. It has formed their character and personality, and they will transmit this illness to their children. Being materialist scientists, the communists do not hesitate. All the animals infected with the disease of capitalism and freedom must be exterminated. To the communists, this is not murder. Murder means killing for bad reasons. They will kill the upper class for a good reason, the establishment of world communism. This end justifies the means. Talk about no light in the darkness. And this is the agenda of those trying to destroy America. If we go back to verse 11, we all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. What have we been seeing in the news? It's all been about speaking oppression and reveling in revolt. Although a number of unarmed black men killed by the police is actually very low, the narrative has people thinking it is genocide and in the thousands. This is another Marx tactic to divide and conquer. A major news station was recently mocking those who believed in the worldwide flood, which of course means all who believe in God. They lie about God, saying his laws are oppressive and his ways in the past have been murderous. Our transgressions as a nation are great. Few believe in staying married for life, and many never marry at all. The Supreme Court has now ruled that all are protected no matter what their sexual orientation. Many others abort their children they feel will be too inconvenient at this time. Go to verse 14. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street. Iniquity cannot enter. So truth fails. Truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Try speaking the truth about what is happening in our country and see how quickly you're attacked on social media. If you do not buy into the rhetoric and you uphold the principles of God, you become a prey. There is an opportunity in the 1960s to nip this Marxism in the bud, according to none dare call it treason. This is what happened. A classic example of modern socialism in practice was Fidel Castro's takeover of Cuba. Of Castro's followers, about 98% were non-communist. The Cuban people would not have tolerated a bearded fanatic had they known that he was a communist. Yet, by exploiting their differences with another anti-communist, Batista, Castro was able to get the temporary support he needed to establish a communist regime in Cuba. Those who fought against the communism in high places in the United States at that time were vilified in the media and silenced. Most Americans were unaware of what was happening behind the scenes. Could this happen in America, where most of us would not want a one-world government or a socialist world? Can the few bring down our nation? Then the Lord said, this is finishing verse 15, then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, and there was no justice. Verse 16, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. For he put the righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries. Recompense to his enemies and coastlands, he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. This is telling us what is ahead for a country who does not turn its heart back to God. The enemy will come in like a flood. So many in the nation now practice alternative spiritualism. If it is not based on a wholehearted turn to the true God, they will not make sound moral judgments based on the issues being used to divide us. The chapter does not end in all doom and gloom. There is a future and hope. If you continue in verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion, and those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit is upon you. My words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. God promises a future after the vengeance and recompense of the Lord on our lawlessness. He will put his spirit upon us and his words in the mouths of our descendants from the time of the return of Christ and forevermore.